where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
According to a post on social media, Sarnia police say they've made an arrest in the city's first homicide of the year. Police were called to a Queen Street apartment near Divine Street Wednesday morning, where the body of a deceased man was found. On Thursday afternoon, police upgraded the case to a suspected homicide. The victim's name has not been released. Further details about the arrest and the suspect were not immediately available. The Sarnia Police Emergency Response Team is being called out more often to high-risk violent calls. Police Chief Derek Davis says since January 1st, the team has been deployed 16 times. He says that busy periods are to be expected.
We expect ebbs and flows. We do expect busy periods. That's part of the nature of police work. But if it becomes an extended exercise, then it creates other problems that we would need to address.
During yesterday's Police Service Board meeting, it was also reported that weapons calls increased from late 2023 to early 2024. Full details are posted at sarnianewstoday.ca. The health units for Lambton County and Chatham-Kent will not be merging after all. As Natalia Vega tells us, the two sides were looking at the possibility of a voluntary merger, but an independent consulting firm found no reason for that at this time.
County Warden and Chair of the Lambton Board of Health, Kevin Marriott, says the review process has affirmed a great deal about our shared communities. Moving forward, both boards of health have directed administration to explore possible partnerships and increased collaboration between the two health units. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health will review and update the Ontario Public Health Standards over the coming year and undertake a review of the current funding formula. I'm Natalia Vega.
Come Monday, Canadian travelers booked with the ultra-low-cost airline Lynx Air will be out of luck and its employees out of work. Officials with the Calgary-based company announced yesterday that it is ceasing operations Monday, effective at 2 a.m. Eastern, after filing for creditor protection. Lynx Air has advised passengers with existing bookings to contact their credit card company to secure refunds for pre-booked travel. And an automaker's Canadian division has issued a safety recall for thousands of pickup trucks and SUVs. Toyota Canada has recalled just over 28,000 Toyota Tundra pickup trucks, Sequoia full-size SUVs, and Lexus 600 luxury SUVs due to concerns with the transmission. The recall involves the listed vehicles in the 2023 and 2024 model years. Specific owners will be notified by April. Fog patches dissipating, then a mix of sun and cloud for today. Flurries expected this afternoon, about 2 centimeters possible. Winds out of the north up to 60 kilometers an hour, a high of 2 with the temperature falling to -5. Flurries tonight, another 2 centimeters possible. Gusty north winds continuing, a low of -9. For tomorrow, a few flurries ending late in the morning, then clearing with a high of -3. Sunny on Sunday, windy as well with a high of 7.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.